Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. Two brothers from Coatesville were convicted of murder in the 2018 shooting death of a man at a bar in Westchester. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert says that the shooting stemmed from an argument during a pickup basketball game.
Tyrell and Timothy Jacobs cornered Eric Brown inside the Star Social Club in Westchester, angry about an argument from a pickup basketball game.
There were multiple cameras inside the bar. We could actually see these two chasing the victim around the bar.
Chester County First Assistant DA Mike Noon says Brown tried to run out a back door, but it was locked.
And then there was a camera in the room where the locked exit was, and you could see him getting shot at point-blank range.
Tyrell Jacobs was found guilty of first-degree murder, which carries a mandatory life sentence. His brother was convicted of third-degree murder. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, the State Labor Relations Board has given the okay to a Philadelphia Police Department policy regarding offensive tattoos. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb says the police union wanted it scrapped.
The department didn't have a policy until an incident in 2016 in which an officer's tattoo of an eagle and the word fatherland raised a storm on social media because it was interpreted as Nazi symbolism. The department issued new rules stating a professional and uniformed department is critical to advancing public trust and respect. It didn't bar tattoos, but said officers must cover tattoos that are offensive, extremist, sexist, racist, or indecent.
Now, city officials say the department never established a tattoo review board, and they hope that will happen now. The FOP, which saw nothing wrong with the tattoo that spurred the rule change, declined to comment on the ruling. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, from sewage to sanctuary, it's been quite a turnaround over the past 47 years for the Cooper River in Camden County. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports officials want a two-mile section designated for special environmental protection.
Today, several endangered species are not only back but thriving here, like the Eastern Pond Mussel. It pushes on to include this stretch of the river under a plan to protect over 700 miles of waterway statewide at the highest level. This would be the first urban waterway in the state to be so designated. Sounds complicated, but Eric Sildorf with the Delaware Riverkeeper Network says it just makes sense.
This recognition of the critical role of protection now, instead of digging ourselves out of a deep hole later, is a simple but powerful tool to protect both resources and to save taxpayer money.
The State Department of Environmental Protection is reviewing the proposal. And one of South Street's most iconic attractions is partnered with a local nonprofit that serves Philly's Latin immigrant community. KYW's Antoinette Lee tells us the outdoor exhibit at Philadelphia's Magic Gardens illustrates the complexity of immigrant stories.
It's called Vidas Suspendidas. The self-portrait statues by nine Latinx artists are spread out around the massive space. Visitors can listen to the stories of each person and the meaning behind the work by scanning a QR code. Nora Litz of the partnering nonprofit Puentes de Salud says their goal is to bring light to the invisible stories of the Latinx immigrant community she serves.
Self-portraits and the size of them is because we're surrounded by people that are immigrants and they have stories and they're human beings.
Vidas Suspendidas is at the Magic Gardens until mid-November. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.